Happy Sunday. It's Vikings Game Plan from the TCO Performance Studios, and I'm play-by-play guy Paul Allen. This week, very excited and happy to kick off the program with the Chief Operating Officer for the Minnesota Vikings, Mr. Kevin Warren, joins us out of the gate. It's a border battle. It's the Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. I know you get excited for all of them, and we were just on the road together for a division victory against the Chicago Bears. But when it's Vikings and Green Bay Packers, that's just a little bit more, right?
Yeah, they're all, Paul, as you said, exciting. This is a big game. Anytime we get a chance to come to U.S. Bank Stadium, this was always in our mind when we built the stadium, is to have that home field advantage. So we're excited about this weekend. I know our fans will be excited and the city will be excited, and I'm sure it'll be a great football game.
And speaking of the stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, it's the home to Super Bowl 52. Kevin is the COO, and his constituents have been working tirelessly to prepare for Super Bowl 52. What can you share with us about that and the stadium and some things leading up to it?
There's so many people in our organization work on a daily basis for the Super Bowl. This is a big event, and so it takes a lot of our employees, takes a lot of our staff, but then people in the community. And Maureen Bosch at the Super Bowl Host Committee has done an unbelievable job of galvanizing a great group. Mm-hmm. But now we're down to the last couple months, so it'll be really exciting. I'm sure it'll be something really special that first weekend in February, and I hope and pray every day that the Minnesota Vikings are representing the NFC in that game.
We conduct the Super Bowl at U.S. Bank Stadium, then a month to a month and change after that, the new facility in Eagan. We are doing Vikings Game Plan from the TCO Performance Studios at Winter Park in Eden Prairie this time next year, and really beginning in March, the new Vikings Twin Cities Orthopedics facility at Eagan.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you're talking about unbelievably exciting time for this franchise. We've had a wonderful experience here at Winter Park, a lot of great memories, but to have a partner like Twin Cities Orthopedics to be able to build the best facility literally in the world. And, you know, you think about it, we have employees in five locations now.
Yeah.
And to be able to bring them all under one roof, to be able to have some cross-pollinization with each other, build relationships, and all the different things that will be going on for our players and coaches and staff to see our scouts led by Rick Spielman run the draft and to see the field coming in together and all
nice.
The high school football games that we have planned, all the community items we have planned. It is really special to see that come to life and really come out of the ground. And we've always said that U.S. Bank Stadium is our home, but it's more of like a summer home because we're there 10 times a year and hopefully some playoff games and the Super Bowl. But TCO Performance Center will be there 365, 24/7. So we're excited about it. It'll be special, and I think it'll continually make Minnesotans proud, and I'm just thankful that we have the best owners in all the sports who give us the resources to do great things for our players, coaches, staff, and all of our constituents.
Kevin has been here for a decade and change. Vikings fans, and specifically those who work here at Winter Park, have seen some of the greatest players in the history of the NFL roll through this facility. Now, with the TCO Performance Center in Eagan, memories will be made anew. But as we go here at Winter Park, specifically with the Ring of Honor at U.S. Bank Stadium, let's begin with the one who went in most recently, Ahmad Rashad. I know that was special for
you. Yeah, that was a special. I mean, Ahmad is a very unique individual. I grew up in Arizona, and he played in the old Pac-8 in Oregon. Hmm. And so I always watch West Coast football. He doesn't get the credit of being the athlete that he was.
Yeah.
He was a phenomenal running back in college.
Wow.
And to be able to then morph into being a great receiver in the NFL. And I think the biggest thing, Ahmad is a great player, a great person, but he truly is a Vikings ambassador. And so no matter where he went, I get a chance to talk to a lot of people. Everyone, without fail, would say, boy, Ahmad loves the Vikings. And so it was really special to see him to be able to enjoy that with his wife and the kids, to be able to come back and some of his friends. So, and I think you saw all the alumni who really felt the way they do about Ahmad. So that was really special to have him back at home.
And speaking of great receivers in the NFL, lastly with Kevin Warren, Chief Operating Officer for the Minnesota Vikings, Randy Moss joins the Vikings Ring of Honor, the first Monday Night Football game of the season for the Vikings. Randy, you could tell, was very appreciative and very emotional with the honor of joining the Vikings Ring of Honor.
I mean, I say it all the times, you hear me say it, you know, we drink from wells that we did not dig. And so many times, owners who buy professional sports franchises focus on the bricks and mortar and the current team. Our owners have done that and some, but one of the things they've done better than anyone is they focus on the history.
Yeah.
And when they bought this franchise, they bought the history. And I think that's why you've seen everything occur with our alumni program, the way that they've done it. So to bring two great Viking players, and Randy Moss and Ahmad Rashad, back home to hang their names up on the wall forever at U.S. Bank Stadium, it's just really good to see them back home. So I'm just excited to be here to see them back and to see the fans get excited. You know, I looked at during the halftime ceremonies, most people stayed in their seats.
Yeah.
And they're very grateful for the sacrifice that these players and all of the players who've worn the Minnesota Viking uniform, what they've dedicated to this community and to this franchise. So I'm humbled and honored to have an opportunity to work for such a great franchise.